Good morning. Good morning. Well, damage control. That's all I can say is damage control. How's everyone? Let me adjust this for a second. Boom. Can everyone hear me okay? Check mic. Check 1 2 1 2 1 2. Folks, no, I'm not in the Illuminati. I like this shirt. I gotta say this first because I know where this is going. There's a triangle. It's a Pink Floyd shirt. Am I allowed to like a certain group, a musical artist, a musical group, a band? Pink Floyd, one of my favorite groups. I listen to them almost every morning. So I think they were very prophetic in their music. So I listened to a lot of Pink Floyd. So just letting you know, I like the classic rock. I think today's music is shit. Another thing. All my morning shows from now on are going on ninoscorner.tv in the original version in all its glory. We were trying to figure this out the other day. We were troubleshooting. What do we do with the morning shows? Because the editor comes in and just hacks it. She has to. She butchers it, but she has to do it that way in order for it to stay on FluffTube. Because it's almost like I have Tourette's. Fuck! Oh, that felt good. Anyway, so... She has to edit the morning shows, but they'll be on all their glory on ninoscorner.tv. We're going to upload them immediately onto ninoscorner.tv in the original form. So things are not converting over to Rumble. I have it mirrored on Rumble, and it's a hit or miss. So I don't know what's going on with Rumble. And then my whole site went down for like 2 days. So I don't know what's going on with Rumble. I saw Don Jr. was also complaining about it. About the algorithms with Rumble. I think something's up. But my safe space is ninoscorner.tv. Thank you, Troy P. Troy P in the house. Whew. So last night, I went to my dad's birthday, 89. 89 years old, man. And man, I try to have a good time, but it's just, I'm like, am I going to have another one of these? It's tough. And then I start thinking about drinking because it's the holidays and the Christmas lights are in the, the restaurant has a beautiful ambiance and Christmas tree. And, it's just like, man, every time during the holidays, that's the hardest time to stay sober because immediately I want to take a shot of tequila or a nice whiskey on the rocks or like a cold beer with my dad. And I'm like, man, should I be allowed to do that? I mean, I should just be able to. And most people would say, just go for it, man. One drink ain't going to hurt. But I've already made this commitment. I'm already all in. I can't do that to myself and to the many people that hopefully I inspire. I don't know. I can't do it. So I got to stay strong. So just know that you all keep me strong. You all keep me strong. Folks, you can Venmo me. D-Rod1977. D-Rod1977. When the lights go out on Amazon, it's going to make a fabulous Christmas gift. To read about all my degenerate behavior. And then the Mexican mix. This is also on Amazon. Buy a package deal and leave us an honest review. Folks, get your Noble Gold. You got to get your Noble Gold. You guys need to get gold with the what we're coming into. Talked to Juan about this. I've talked to a lot of people about this. Noble Gold, geopolitical tensions are escalating. Inflation is raging despite what they say. Stocks are sinking, debt is rising, and your own financial future isn't looking too clever. Plus, everyone's leaving the dollar. Let's not leave that out. Gold endures every crisis, wars, disasters. No calamity has beaten gold while paper assets crash and burn. Gold endures every time. You need to take a fresh look at gold, steadying your portfolio. You need to, and right now, get a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin when you open up an IRA with Noble Gold Investments today. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com. The link is down below. Get started because we're going into some choppy water. And it's he who hesitates masturbates. Remember that. He who hesitates masturbates. My dad used to tell me that. Good advice from my father, right? He who hesitates masturbates, son. Makes a lot more sense to me in so many other areas of my life now. It's weird. Wow. I have So Spotify, Nino's Corner. Telegram, Nino's Corner. Rumble, Nino's Corner. Getter, Nino's Corner. Do you? When I say this, does this even work? Do you guys even go there? Like, honestly, when I'm sitting here reading this off, do you guys even go to any of these? Like, if I say Telegram, Nino's Corner, you guys don't even go, huh? You don't even, yeah. Well, I'm going to go through it anyway, just by, in the hopes of maybe one of you converting over there. True Social, David Rodriguez Boxer. Instagram, David Nino Rodriguez Boxer. Twitter, Nino Boxer. Patriotwear.com. Bing, man, the shirts are awesome. We got a Gavin the Grinch Newsom shirt on there that I'm going to be wearing this Christmas. And I think we're going to try to send some over to Fox News. So that's going to be good. Patriotwear.com. Let me know what you want to see next. We got some really cool designers. I don't know if they're using AI or what they're doing, but it's pretty cool. So things are looking up. Things are looking up. Nino's Corner.tv. Jim Willie. Jim Willie's up there right now. How to close the show. It's way better than you expect. Get over to Nino's Corner.tv and watch Jim Willie. He's at golden-jackass.com. Damn it, I forgot to put it in the description box. Oh, man, I just have too much on my plate. I can't remember things. I don't know if it's a budget to the head. I don't know. Could be that. It might most likely is that. I don't have an assistant. I'm a one-man show, ladies and gentlemen. So Jim Willie, How to Close the Show, is on ninoscorner.tv. I got SGN on coming on. I got the Ghost making a reappearance. He says he's got a clear the air. He says he has something very important to say. So let's see what he has to say. I wonder if it's what I think he's going to say. Kerry Cassidy, we're going to be doing a roundtable talking about leave the world behind. Leave the world behind. So, I mean, there's a lot of predictive programming in this movie. I got to tell you that right now. They're hiding everything out in the open. But I almost think that they're having fun with people. They're just... Oh, let's see if we can do this. Let's do that. Like, all the conspiracy theories are really going to eat this shit up. That's what I think is happening with this. I think they're having more fun than it is real, if you want my opinion. But that's just my opinion. Gene Decode is the next general in the general's tent. Yeah, this guy is a brilliant mind. This is going to be great. Gene Decode, December 20th, just in a few days. Damn, this month is flying. This month is flying. This year is flying. It's done. The year's done. We're already going into 2024. Oh, man. Bo Pony's coming back on. Lou Valentino, baby's coming on today. We're going to be talking about Leave the World Behind, the hidden QR code, the 666, the Obey NASA, the 96 number. I mean, all the predictive programming is in there. It's what you would expect, right? It's exactly what you'd expect. But how much of it can you really say is, they're just playing with you? I don't know. But anyway, folks, you might want to turn it down or turn it up, baby. Yeah. Coming at you live for the apocalypse, folks. Oh, yeah. Leave the world behind. Before I get started, I'd like to give a shout out to Becky, Ben, and Jason from Jason Papavero on my Venmo. You are much appreciated, sir. Thank you. And the shout out goes to Becky, Ben, and Jason. So, folks, gotta say, just an idea, and I got to put this out here, and I'm seeing a lot of this. They're taking down a lot of statues, of our forefathers, and replacing them with Satan. They're taking down the statues of our forefathers because those are bad. Those, we can't look at those. That represents slavery. It represents very bad things. But we can replace him with something like Satan. It's crazy. This is insane. Commander Shepard, thank you. My dad is in his 80s and got a black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu at 73. Toughest old man I know. Oh, wow. That's awesome. Shout out to your dad as well. So Biden is in a very precarious situation right now, folks. He's in a very precarious situation. Biden needs money. He needs money. He's in a lot of trouble. There's a lot of things going on, and he's got to fund Ukraine. He's got to fund Israel. We got all these wars to fund. Taiwan. I mean, the list goes on, and more to come, believe me. So, and at the same time, he needs to save his presidency. Remember, we've talked about this many times on NinosCorner.tv. Mr. T is now leading him by 5 to 10 points, which I think it's more than that. If you want my opinion, I have a hard time believing this. But, you know, you have your diehards out there and you have your blowhards. So 5 to 10 points in most polls, and it's expected to grow throughout 2024. So this is expected just keep growing, keep growing, keep growing. Desperate people do desperate things. That's all I can say. And when you're drowning, you'll reach for anything. So now, as a Biden ship continues to sink with all the swamp rats on board, and they know what's coming, believe me. But like I said, we're pushing them into an event. We're steering them like cattle. We're steering them into an event. Biden looks like he's being forced to bend at the border. Interesting. But folks, the damage has been done. It's already been done. The damage is done. And more, and listen, as much as they tell you, we're going to do this, we're going to do a little bit of that, we're going to sprinkle a little bit of this shit on there. Damage is done, and it's going to keep getting worse. Everything they try to switch up, you got to remember this, every time they try to switch up and change during an election year is only temporary. It's only temporary. And it's all business as usual once Biden, if Biden wins back the White House in 24. So they'll change things up temporarily to please you all. Because remember, people have memories of goldfish. People have a memory of a goldfish. So White House open to new border expulsion law, mandatory detention, and increased deportations in talks with Congress. So basically what he's saying is, please, fund these wars. And if you fund them, I promise, we'll let one out of every 10 Mexicans go back to Mexico. The Biden administration on Tuesday indicated to congressional lawmakers that it would be willing to support a new border authority to expel migrants without asylum screenings, as well as a dramatic expansion of immigration detention and deportations to convince Republicans to back aid to Ukraine. Four people familiar with the matter told CBS News. This is an extremely desperate move, and I'll tell you why. They really want Mr. T. Isn't it crazy that I have to say Mr. T now? Mr. T would be, they really thought Mr. T would be gone. They thought he would be a faded memory, a faded fart, gone with the wind. They really thought he'd be out of the picture by now. They cannot believe this is happening. They believed that, and I'm telling you the truth here, they believed the free fall of the country would be unstoppable. There'd be no resistance, and it would be resistant-free, basically. Resistant-free since 2020. And here we are. So now here comes damage control, and I would expect nothing less. Now we're in damage control. Enjoy the show. And I think, and I'm going to do a show Friday on this, I think there's some players getting to be inserted. Now, this is all my opinion. Okay, this whole show is my opinion, by the way. Flufftube. It's Flufftube. If you want to see it in all its glory, if you're watching it late, it's probably going to be heavily edited. So go to NinosCorner.tv and it'll be there in all its glory. You'll see what you missed. Hopefully not much, but you'll see what you missed. I think my show on Friday, I'm going to do a show about Mark Cuban and The Rock, because Now, this is hypothetical. I don't know if this is going to happen, but it would make a lot of sense. They would have the proper star power. And Mark Cuban and The Rock are doing some very sketchy, shady things right now in regard to could they run for a presidency? Something looks like it's in the works. Something's not adding up. Mark Cuban, isn't he selling the Mavericks? He's getting off Shark Tank. What, he's just going to ride up into the sunset? I don't know. I'm going to talk about this Friday. House Republicans eye Wednesday vote to approve impeachment inquiry to Biden. So, like I said, here it comes. House Republicans are eyeing a vote Wednesday to formalize the impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden. Two sources familiar with the matter told NBC News. Before the floor vote, the resolution to authorize the inquiry is set to go before the House Rules Committee on Tuesday, even as the GOP has failed to come up with direct evidence of wrongdoing by Biden. Failure, okay? Failure to come up with wrongdoing by Biden, okay? But yet Trump has 90-something charges on... Oh, I hate that I said his name. 90-something charges on him. What is it? What is his charges up to now? Is it like... It's something like it's astronomical. Isn't it 91? Mike Gill, bring on... I want to. I just talked to Mike not too long ago. I'm going to try to bring Mike Gill back on. I'll reach out to him again. Thanks for the reminder, my Nino Knights. And yes, Sancho Glass is coming. Sancho Glass will be here very soon with his sleigh of horrors. A separate resolution going before the Rules Committee would declare that any subpoenas issued after ousted Speaker Kevin McCarthy declared the impeachment inquiry on September 27th, but before this week's vote in the full House, carry the same legal weight as subpoenas issued after the vote. House Republicans have little room for error. If all members are present and Democrats vote no, they can only afford 3 defections in their ranks to approve the impeachment inquiry. So what do you all think is going to happen here? Let's get to Jack Smith. Jack Smith to use Mr. T's phone data at trial. Man, they're giving this guy the full ringer. So special counsel Jack Smith plans to use data from former Mr. T's White House cell phone in the federal 2020 election interference case, per a Monday court filing. The big picture, Smith plans to call an expert witness who has extracted and processed data from the phones of the former president and another unnamed person. The witnesses would also determine the usage of the phones during the post-2020 election period, including an all around J6. They're really staying the course on this one, aren't they? They're doubling down on J6. This is how they really want to get this guy. When all the videos are out there, this is how they plan to do it. So that includes the periods of time when the Twitter app was open on Mr. T's phone the day of the Capitol riot, per the court filing. Mr. T was indicted in August, alleged efforts to overturn the you-know-what, and charged with conspiracy to defraud the U.S., conspiracy to obstruct an official proceeding, obstruct of, and attempt to obstruct. Gosh, man, talk about the gaslighting. See what they do? You see how they're doing this? So, Vladimir Putin is starting a new breeding program in Russia. I think Sancho needs to get his ass over there. Putin calls on Russian women to have 8 or more children, or even more children. This is crazy. Putin calls on Russian women to have 8 or even more children after population fell by more than 550,000 during the first year of the war with Ukraine. Sancho is here for your service. I will come to Russia. I will make a stop in Russia. And make sure this problem never happens again. So I will spread my Mexican seed to all the women in Russia. Give them baby Sanchitos. Give them some baby Sanchitos. I will spread my Mexican seed in your Russian fertilizer. And we will grow some Mexican babies together. Give me a call for some arrangements, please. So Putin's new breeding program. And Zelensky, what is it? Vladimir Zelensky? No, it's Vladimir Putin. What's Zelensky's name? Vladimir Putin. Who's the other one? What's Zelensky's first name? Whatever. Not important anymore. 11th hour plea for Ukrainian funds in Washington. So Ukrainian, Vladimir Zelensky. So Vladimir Zelensky. There you go. On Tuesday plans a last ditch plea to U.S. lawmakers to keep military support flowing as he battles Russia in visits to the White House and Capitol Hill. Heading into winter with tens of thousands of Ukrainians dead, a yawning budget deficit, and Russian advances in the east, Zelensky is scheduled to press U.S. lawmakers to replenish with your tax dollars nearly depleted funding before meeting with President Joe Biden. They need the money. They need the money, folks. If there's anyone inspired by unresolved issues on Capitol Hill, it's just Russian President Vladimir Putin and his sick clique, Zelensky said at a speech in Washington on Monday to a U.S. military audience. Newly declassified U.S. intelligence shows that Russia seems to believe that a military deadlock through the winter will drain Western support for Ukraine and ultimately give Russia the advantage despite Russian losses. What do y'all think about this? They need the money. They need the money, don't they? Your money, by the way. Big Mike versus Nino. Yeah, I would do that. I would definitely. That's one bitch I'd hit. Big Mike. You know, the holiday seasons are always so hard for me to stay sober. There, you know, you want some whiskey and eggnog. I used to really enjoy drinking during the holidays, man. I got to say, though, my life is better now overall. But the thing about being an addict is really strange because you're always looking for that next fix. It's like the one thing that you have control of is when you – now, this is going to sound crazy, but life can get mundane, regimented, and it almost feels like you have control when you're out of control. Does that make sense? Like when I go drink, do a line of cocaine off a hooker's ass, it's like, you know, it makes me feel alive again. It makes me feel alive. It's hard. I wouldn't be doing this. I'll tell you that right now. I would not be doing podcasts. I'll tell you that right now. I wouldn't be doing any of this if I was drinking. Because I'd be waking up. First of all, the morning shows would be non-existent. Because I'd be waking up hungover. And when you're hungover, you ain't doing a morning show. So I'd be missing morning shows here and there. Hit right, left, and center. And so I always think about this. Like, what really? How bad would it be if I got drunk? Once a week, maybe. And I thought about it. I'm like, well, it takes me about 3 days to really recover now. Now that I'm older, I don't recover. It's like, you know, whatever. Israel deploys world's toughest all-female. Oh, boy. All-female cheetah battalion. The cheetah battalion on secret op in heart of Gaza to hunt for Hamas leaders. So... So Putin is starting a breeding program, and Israel's like, oh, just send all women to die. So basically, Israel has deployed a battalion of their best, strongest, and most professional female fighters to carry out special activity in Gaza. 29-year-old Major Shira the commander of this elite all-female team, described their actions in the Gaza Strips as another glass ceiling shattered. This is really what you want to be proud of? This is what you're going to be proud of? So I guess you're not being told to have 8 or more babies. There's no need for Sancho in this situation. Pero you can still send me to Israel and I'll spread my Mexican seed. So Putin's starting a breeding program. Israel is sending off women fighters. What's your thoughts on this, folks? Just let me know. It's really where we're at in this world right now. It's really where we're at. And folks, if you're wondering like about my mainstream articles I'm putting out there, I'm putting more mainstream stuff out there. It's I got to fly kind of under the radar, if you know what I mean. And so I'm doing that on purpose to throw off the shit. But I got to do it. I got to do it. And I enjoy it. I kind of enjoy it. It's kind of like I haven't made a drop in a really long time, the drop. I'm using that as a backup channel. I will start doing some drop videos on there. The drop with Nino. I don't know. I don't know. So I'm putting a little bit more mainstream stuff out, some updates here and there. And then, you know, Rumble, I'm going to be doing more updates. But Nino's Corner.tv is where it's at. All right, damage control. Damage control. Let's get into this with Biden. White House opened a new border expulsion law, mandatory detention, and increased deportations in talks with Congress. I know hotels, motels, and facilities are packed to the brim, packed to the gills. There's no more room. They're going to start. You guys think I'm kidding. The overflow of this, there's nowhere to put these people. They're going to start coming into your neighborhoods, and you're not going to like it. They're going to start building centers for these people. So the Biden administration on Tuesday indicated to congressional lawmakers that it would be willing to support a new border authority to expel migrants without asylum screenings, as well as dramatic expansion of immigration, detention, and deportations to convince Republicans. This is also going to be sweeten up the deal for more money in Ukraine and Israel. Okay, that's all this is. That's all this is. It's just to sweeten the pot. We'll give you what you want. You give us what we want. Let's make a deal. We're not paying for it, and you're not. The taxpayers are paying for it. See how they do this? For weeks, a small group of senators have been attempting to reach an immigration enforcement deal. Republicans have conditioned any further assistance to Ukraine to policy changes designed to reduce the unprecedented levels of illegal crossings along the southern border. During a press conference at the White House on Tuesday, Mr. Biden said his team is working with Senate Democrats and Republicans to try to find a bipartisan compromise, both in terms of changes in policy and to provide the resources we need to secure the border. Ain't nothing stopping what's happening. Folks, it's done. You got millions of people here, okay? Millions, and we don't know what they're going to do. We have no idea. You really believe in this economy they're going to find a job? Really? Nah. But I'll tell you what they can do. I don't know. Scramble your alarm systems, your Wi-Fi, and burglarize your house, maybe. Maybe. A lot of this right now is happening. It's happening right now. And it's going to pick up. So whatever he plans to do with this, it's only to sweeten the pot, sweeten the deal for more money. Más dinero. Más dinero. Look, me personally, I grew up on the border. I know all about the border. I used to steal cars. For those that you don't know this, I used to steal cars. Yeah, I used to steal cars. I used to take them over the border. We'd strip them down. I was a real derelict in my day. I used to run drugs, steroids, weed. And I didn't do it for the money, to be honest with you. I don't think I did it for the money. I did it for the thrill, the cheap thrill that would have landed my ass in jail for life. Yeah. I wasn't thinking about that. All I was thinking about, like, ooh, the adrenaline rush. Ooh, the adrenaline rush. Let's go steal a car. We'll drive it over. And I know all the sewer system routes, a lot of them. And I have a lot of friends in Ciudad Juarez. I'm not going to lie. I have a lot of friends that I grew up with. A lot of them are dead now. I still have my best friend still lives in Juarez. Orale, Daniel. Yeah. Ibanez. So he still lives in Juarez. I don't know why. I've asked him many times, like, why do you want to stay there? I love it here. It's my people. It's mi gente, homes. It's like, all right. But anyway, so he loves Juarez. He loves Ciudad. And the people there are good people. Let me tell you something, folks. They're suffering like we are. They don't want these immigrants coming through Juarez. The Juareños are not very happy with the situation, neither. So it's affecting Mexico as much as it's affecting us. Because these people that are coming here are from Venezuela, El Salvador, China, Iran. And I'll be honest with you, if you know that, I don't want to go into it. But I'm gonna say I'm surprised. They must be making a lot of money because I would never expect the Juarez people to tolerate this. They have a way of handling things their own way, and the fact that, so I know a lot of money's being made. That's all I'm gonna say. Warren Buffett selling $28.7 billion in stock rings, in stock, and rings alarm bells over the economy, I'll say. So Warren Buffett's firm, Berkshire Hathaway, sold $28.7 billion of stock in the first three quarters of 2023, folks. That should raise some red flags. In a move that some economists have interpreted as ringing alarm bells for the American economy, I'll say. It's coming. According to the company's earnings, the Nebraska-based firm of the legendary investor and billionaire known as the Oracle of Omaha. Really? Is that what he's known as? Why? Sold a net $10.4 billion of stock in the first quarter of the year. In the second quarter, it's sold close to $13 billion of shares and bought less than $5 billion in the third quarter. It sold about $5.3 billion worth of stocks. As Buffett is considered one of the greatest investors of all time, as well as one of America's richest men, his moves are closely observed and analyzed. Wow. But it's also crucially a sign that a recession is right around the corner. Why do they always call it a recession? We all know what's happening. We know we might be coming into a recession. You just don't know. Nobody can find a job. Hyperinflation is happening. But, you know, we might be going into a recession. Who knows? They always word it that way. We might. Hey, yo. Whoa. We're not in one. Wait, take it easy. We're not in a recession. We might go into one, though. We might. We don't know, but we might. But right now, we're not in one, okay? Just calm down. Elon Musk's welcoming of extremists put a spotlight on the NFL's mega partnership with X. I think a lot of advertisers are leaving X. The National Football League, which I'm not going to lie, I watch the Dallas Cowboys. Oh, gosh. It's a bonding experience with my dad. I have an excuse. The National Football League is in the uncomfortable position. The sports and entertainment juggernaut is in talks to renew its $100 million deal with Elon Musk's troubled social media platform X, formerly known as Twitter. What do you all think of Elon Musk, honestly? Liz Straub, thank you. What do you all think of Elon Musk? You think he's a white hat, a gray hat, a black hat? Give me your thoughts in the comment box. I'm looking at him. I'm watching. I don't know, but he's doing a lot of things to lose advertisers, which would tell me, gosh, you know, is he a good guy? I don't know about the 33 rockets on the 33 engines on the rocket. I don't know, man. I'm really confused about Elon. I like Elon. I want to like him. Huh. The Wall Street Journal reported in November, but Elon's or Musk's unhinged behavior and the surge in hate and extremism on his platform has complicated the partnership, which a journal reported expires in April and raised the question of whether the NFL will renew its deal with imperiled social media company. I wonder if they're going to go to that. What's it called? Threads. I sound like Mike Tyson. Threads. Is it Threads or what's in that new one that where you're for sure going to be censored? What is it? Threads. Is it? Who's going to go there? Like, oh, I want to go. I want to be censored. Not. I don't know, man. It seems like Elon Musk is really doubling down and tripling down. He must know something. I feel in my heart of hearts, either this guy was good from the beginning or he got pulled aside and like, look, this is what time it is. Because he's doing he's making a lot of good moves. He's making a lot of good moves. And we wouldn't have such a free speech platform as Twitter if it wasn't for him or X, whatever. Now, was he wearing a Baphomet costume in his profile picture? Yes, he was, okay? And I'm never going to forget that. Just like I'll never forget Bud Light. Okay, what you did. I don't know. Texas Supreme Court rules against women who sought abortion hours after she... she says she'll travel out of state. So a Texas woman whose fetus has a fatal diagnosis and who is awaiting a decision from the Texas Supreme Court about whether she would be allowed to get an abortion said Monday that she has decided to leave Texas to get the procedure. Come to Mexico. We will take care of you with a hanger. Sancho will give you a hanger and a lighter and some KY jelly. Kate Cox, a mother of two who is around 20 weeks pregnant, found out just after Thanksgiving that her developing fetus has trisomy 18, a fatal diagnosis. Seeking to terminate the pregnancy to protect her health and future fertility, she and her husband sought a court order to block Texas abortion bans from applying in her case. A state district judge granted the request Thursday, but then the state Supreme Court temporarily paused the lower court's order on Friday. Then on Monday evening, the Texas Supreme Court directed the lower court to vacate its order. A woman who meets a medical necessity exception need not seek a court order to obtain an abortion, the court wrote in its decision, adding, the law leaves to physicians, not judges, both the discretion and the responsibility to exercise their reasonable medical judgment. Now, that went out the window, by the way, in 2020. Just saying. That went way out the window in 2020. So it looks like she's going to have to leave the state. You know, when you drive into New Mexico, I just drove into New Mexico the other day. Like El Paso borders Mexico. It's called New Texaco. That's what I call it. Whenever you're driving into New Mexico, it's kind of like a snake border, man. It's like I can get to New Mexico right now and go gamble at the casino in 3 minutes. It's 3 minutes away. I can go to the casino. Maybe I should do that today. And then you could drive 30 minutes to Las Cruces. It's about 30 minutes. But when you get to the border, it says something along the lines of need an abortion. Call this number. And it's just like, wow. Like they're advertising it right when you cross the state border. So maybe she should go there. She won't need to call Sancho. But like I said, I can get a hanger and some lubrication and we will go to town. Oh, how do you just make fun of that? How can this guy say something like that? Oh, he's so disgusting. How do you watch him? Why do you watch him? A hanger, Betty? He said he would use a hanger, Betty? Yes. Chris Rock, another top comedic talent, declines offers to host the Golden Globes. So I guess he doesn't want to get smacked. He doesn't want to get smacked again. Don't worry. We'll make sure Will Smith is not there. Or you can hire me. You can hire Sancho, Chris. And I will take care of you. I promise you that. Let me guess. Getting slapped once in the face is enough. Maybe make him guarantee that Will Smith will not be there. Look, I wrote it down so I wouldn't forget it. Actually, this is what I think. I think the celebrities are now growing a conscience. Maybe. Some of them. Maybe. Big maybe. And they don't want to be part of the propaganda anymore. Maybe. But you know who will fill the spot? Barbie and Ken. Oh, boy. Barbie and Ken will likely grace the stage of the Golden Globes next month. But the show's organizers have had a hard time finding someone with Ken-thusiasm to host the event. You know, this isn't going to go over as well as like a turd in a punch bowl. I'm not watching this crap. Are you guys watching it? Do you guys watch any of this anymore? That's a dumb question because I know my audience, I know you all ain't watching this shit, right? None of us are watching this. Are you guys going to watch the Golden Globe Award? Who cares? You know who should host the Golden Globes? Jim Caviezel. That would be something. Actually, he's coming into my hometown today. He's coming into El Paso. I got to meet up with him. I got to meet up with the guy, have some dinner, you know. But I think he should host. That would be funny. That'd be great. Actually, you know, Jim's actually quite funny. He's a funny guy. He calls me with these different accents sometimes. I'm like, what the fuck? Who is this? Irish guy, gay, feminine guy. I can't say the word. So what is printing on my printer right now? My printer's printing. I have a ghost printer. I have a ghost printer that just decided to print. You hear this? Wow. I didn't print anything. What's that all about? Go fuck yourself. No, just kidding. You guys enjoy my shows? I just kind of go off the cuff. I don't really have any script or anything. I don't have a script. I can't say this last name, but I'm going to try. Andre Broder, Emmy-winning Homicide and Brooklyn Nine-Nine actor dies at 61. I wonder, you got to wonder, this is all in the equation, you know, don't put it in here. But Andre Broder, the Emmy-winning actor of Homicide, Life on the Street, and Brooklyn Nine-Nine has died at 61 after a brief illness. God, it's sad, man. His representative, Jennifer Allen, confirmed his passing to the rap. Golly, equally inept to drama and comedy, Brawler's career-defining performance as the detective Frank Pemberton on the underrated 90s cop drama earned from his first of two Emmys in 1998. The brilliant Baltimore cop was at his best in the interrogation room, a.k.a. the box, where he dazzled and confused criminals and almost inevitably got confessions in even the hardest cases. Man, that's sad. Man, there sure are a lot of people dropping. A lot of people dropping, huh? So many people getting sick. It's crazy. It's like, why? It's so strange. Gee, I wonder what it could be. Amazon is selling creepy hidden spy cameras disguised as boring home accessories. Amazon is selling one of the creepiest items you will come across this Christmas. I'm into creepy. Let's hear it. What looks like a very dull home accessory is, in fact, concealing a hidden spy camera. Recording devices have been built into clothes hooks, which at first glance wouldn't appear to be anything more than something to hang your jacket on or your towel. A quick search in the major online shopping website brings up multiple variations of hidden cameras built into clothes hooks. Many of the products available are described as being for security, anti-theft, and evidence collection purposes. You know, man, who needs Big Brother when we're Big Brothering ourselves? Folks, you got to realize that everything you do now, everything you do is recorded. I'm convinced. Just assume, seriously, that you're always on camera. I do. I mean, that's why I find it really, I can't believe these robbers, criminals, that they think they're going to get away with this shit. There's street cameras. They'll watch you when you turn the corner, get your license plate, watch you run down the street. Then you just go to the next street camera. There you are again. There's no win in this. It's you will always be caught if they want to investigate. Now it's up to the police how lazy they are. That's what it really comes down to. And they can be lazy. I know a lot of you don't like the fact that I do these police auditing videos. Sorry. I think if there's anybody that's going to be enforcing these draconian laws without knowing the Constitution, it's going to be them. So guess what? We got to audit the police. Plain and simple. You got to know your rights. Just staying ahead of the ball. Private members club for dogs. A private members club for dogs opens in LA that costs $1,440 a year, requires temperament tests for pets allowed to roam free, and offers a lounge and concierge for owners. Talk about foofy. So Dog People, an exclusive members-only dogs club, opened up in LA that costs $1,440 a year. Dog People require these and ask for a picture of the owner and the dog in their application. The glorified dog park offers luxurious amenities for dogs. Do you think dogs know the difference? Let me tell you something. The happiest dogs I've ever seen are the ones that travel with homeless people. The dog's always happy. While the guy's begging, the dog's wagging its tail, okay? The dog's happy. The dog doesn't need a luxurious park. It doesn't need that. It likes to roam free. It's an animal. It has fur. It doesn't get cold like you or I. Yeah, it can be cold outside, but it's going to be okay. All right? I'm just saying. They like the happiest dogs I've ever seen in my life are with the homeless guy eating out of the dumpster. Those are the happiest dogs. Dog People opened two years ago in Santa Monica, California, and has already attracted 1,700 members who all pay $1,440 annually for access to the swanky club. So my question is, what if someone identifies as a dog? And this is LA, so I'm not speaking really out of context here. This could really happen. What if someone just decides, I'm a dog today? There is one guy like that. His name is Toco. Toco, the human collie, might just want to show up. Toco, the human collie, just might want to make an appearance. Are you going to let him become a member? I mean, this is LA. You got to let him. It's LA. This is Newsom's state. And what if old Toco decides he wants to breed with your dogs? What are you going to do? You going to let him? I'm just saying, it is LA. And if someone identifies as a dog, like Toco the human collie, I'm sure some of you have seen this guy. Gotta let him in. He might hump your leg. Let's get to what the fuck news, as if that wasn't enough. In what the fuck news, Bay Area CEO accused in lawsuit of enslaving assistant, taking her into dark abyss of sexual horror. Sounds like 50 Shades of Grey, isn't that? I've never seen that, by the way. 50 Shades of Grey. I've never seen that. But it sounds like this is what you're all into, right? CEO is fired this fall from a major Bay Area technology company, is accused in a new lawsuit of enslaving his assistant and sending her into a dark abyss of unwanted sexual horror. In October, San Francisco headquartered business software firm Tradeshift, which attained unicorn status in 2018 with a $1.1 billion valuation, announced that it had terminated former CEO Christian Lang 5 weeks earlier for gross misconduct on multiple grounds after management learned about serious allegations of sexual assault and harassment against him. On Thursday, a woman identified as Jane Doe, they're always Jane Doe, sued Tradeshift and Lange, claiming Lange, within months of her hiring as his executive assistant, coerced her into signing a slave contract. Signing a slave contract. So she signed this thing. Whatever this is, she signed it. Which was years of rape, sexual abuse, torture, and assault, the lawsuit alleged. Doe claimed Lange's sadomasochistic bondage involved inflicting physical pain on her by various means, urinating on her. Come on, man. Urinating on her and routinely penetrating her person with foreign objects. But didn't you sign a contract? That's what you said here. You signed a contract. So what's the problem? That's my question. What's the problem? Lange cannot be reached for comment in a statement to website TechCrunch in October about his firing. Lange denied the company's sexual misconduct allegations against him, saying, "There has never been an HR case compliant or former allegation filed against me at the Tradeshift." Doe claims she told Tradeshift, Human Resources Department, and company officials about her suffering at the hands of the CEO under the slave contract. Important words here. Slave contract. She signed a contract. What's the problem here? It sounds to me like you're into this shit. Just my opinion. A purported copy of the slave contract running in nine pages of a slave contract and bearing a signature alleged to be Lange's is filed as Exhibit A with the lawsuit. How are you going? You signed a contract. So that to me is more what the fuck than the what the fuck before. So that's why I'm reading this. Okay, in the contract, purported provisions of the contract are that Doe always be sexually available for her master when he needs sex and never refuse him sex, even when not wearing the collar. And whenever he sees her master, whenever she sees her master in private for the first time, she is to kneel and ask if there's anything else she can do for him. Under the purported at work section of the alleged contract, Doe was free to act independently as long as she remembers she is her master's property and she's there to please him and for no other reason. Other alleged provisions detailed mandatory sex acts. The purported document also allegedly required Doe to dress in a proper feminine way, preferably skirts, dresses, and stockings to keep her weight between one... He put her on the treadmill. Between 130 and 155 pounds. She must stay within range of being fuckable. And noting her weight weekly in a spreadsheet shared by Lange, Doe was allegedly required to wear her day collar when out with Lange. The master will work to shape the slave towards his goal of the perfect woman, the purported contract said. Allowed under the alleged contract is any punishment the master decides to inflict, whether earned or not, including spanking, caning, slapping, humiliation, and electric shock. Although the purported document noted the master's responsibility to avoid killing Doe or committing permanent bodily harm. So he's not allowed to do that. The slave agreement to always... The slave agrees to always taking her punishments without being angry, sullen, or frustrated with the master and thank him after. So she has to thank him after the beating. He would beat her to the point of bleeding and sexually abuse her with inanimate objects. Wow. And I thought I was kinky. can, this is crazy. Still, though, she signed it. So I guess you could just sue anybody for anything these days, right? I mean, that's just the way it is now. Matador. Doc Papadopoulos, I need a Bluetooth ones, I guess. This is gross. That is gross. That is gross. I'm not here in this life to cause pain. I'm putting that game in the garage sale. What weirdo would sign them? There's a lot of weird shit. Have you guys ever seen Two Girls, One Cup? Just saying. There's a lot of weird shit out there. People are doing some weird shit. All right, folks. Remember, all the morning shows are in their glory. They're in their glory on ninoscorner.tv. If you're watching this after the live, it's probably going to get edited. Hopefully not too much. But it goes up on ninoscorner.tv in all its glory. We're having trouble with the mirroring problem with the Rumble. Rumble's been acting weird. A lot of you give me shit, but seriously, man, I don't know. All right, folks, that's about it. I'm getting on with Lou Valentino right now, yo. And the new heavyweight champion of podcasting and the black sheep of broadcasting, baby. I am the black sheep of broadcasting. I say shit nobody dare touch. All right, folks, later.